This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Aurora E. Peña de Chagoya. Date of birth, November the 30th, 1965. Case ID number is 523-1658. Date of exam, March the 9th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Tropical Texas Behavior Health Center, dated 1/23/23. And medical records from Dionisio B. Calvo III, dated 4/29/22. Identifying information. This is a 57-year-old married female with three children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of depression / anxiety / personality disorder, comma, restless leg syndrome, comma, hypertension, comma, hyperglycemia, comma, and hypothyroidism. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in September of 2021, where she worked as a provider for 8 years. During that time, she worked 4 hours per day, 7 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a house, and her husband is working. Allegation number one, depression / anxiety / personality disorder. Number two, restless leg syndrome. Number three, hypertension. Number four, hyperglycemia. And number five, hypothyroidism. History of allegations. Number one, depression / anxiety / personality disorder. The claimant states that in 1990, she was diagnosed with a major depression and a personality disorder. The claimant has had suicidal ideation and suicidal attempts. She says she tried to throw herself off of a ladder. The claimant suffers from decreased appetite, comma, insomnia, comma, decreased energy, comma, sadness, comma, fear, comma, and states that sometimes she just wants to run away. She was hospitalized in Mexico for her medical condition and has been diagnosed also with panic attacks. She states her motivation is low and she has difficulty concentrating. The claimant also states that she has had hallucinations of seeing animals that are attacking her and voices, and states that she just wants to be in the dark and does not want light around her. The claimant is presently on multiple medications for her condition. She takes lorazepam, 1 milligram, BID, comma, citrulline hydrochloride, 100 milligrams, QD, for anxiety and depression, zolpidem tartrate, 10 milligrams, QHS, doxepin hydrochloride, 10 milligrams, QHS, bupropion hydrochloride, 75 milligrams QD, and buspirone hydrochloride, 15 milligrams, 3 tablets, BID. The claimant did present crying to my office, and she appears to be very sad at this time. Allegations number two, restless leg syndrome. The claimant states that in 2019, she was diagnosed with osteoarthritis, fibromyalgia, and restless leg syndrome. She states no x-rays have been performed. She states she has a nervousness and anxiety of her legs, and she has not been given any injections or surgery for her condition. Her symptoms include swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels daily. The claimant is able to walk 1/2 block, comma, stand for 30 minutes, comma, climb one flight of stairs, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button her clothes and lift approximately 5 pounds above her head. She is unable to open up a jar top. The claimant has no assistive devices, and her physician is Dr. Benjamin Fadio. She is presently on tramadol, hydrochloride, um, 50 milligrams QD, and cyclobenzaprine hydrochloride, 10 milligrams TID, for her restless leg syndrome, which she states does help her. The claimant denies doing any other physical activity at this time. Her daily activities include doing light housework, comma, occasionally going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, and helping with the laundry. Allegation number three, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2016, she was having symptoms of chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, severe global headaches, comma, and palpitations. She denies any blurred vision. The claimant denies any in-organ damage, such as myocardial infarction, cerebrovascular accidents, or nephropathy. Her blood pressure at this visit was 130 over 82 mmHg. She is presently taking candesartan, Celexa, 16 milligrams QD, which appears to be controlling her symptoms. Allegation number four, diabetes mellitus, hyperglycemia. The claimant states that she is not diabetic and she does not recall being hyperglycemic. That was an error in allegations. Number five, hypothyroidism. The claimant states that in 2020, she was diagnosed with hypothyroidism. She states she was gaining weight and that she had dizziness, decreased energy, confusion, and appeared to be somewhat bloated. She is presently on levothyroxine, 75 micrograms QD, and she has been told by her physician that she is well controlled at this time. Family history. Father is 86 and suffers from hypertension. Her mother is 87 and has diabetes mellitus and hypertension. Medications. Lorazepam, 1 milligram BID. Levothyroxine sodium, 75 micrograms, 1 tablet POQD. Simvastatin, 40 milligrams QD. Candesartan, Celexatil, 16 milligrams POQD for hypertension. Tramadol, hydrochloride, 50 milligrams QD. Sertraline, hydrochloride, 100 milligrams QD. Aspirin, 81 milligrams QD. Zolpidem tartrate, 10 milligrams QHS. Doxepin, hydrochloride, 10 milligrams QHS. Bupropion, hydrochloride, 75 milligrams QD. Cyclobenzaprine, hydrochloride, 10 milligrams TID. Pantoprazole sodium, 40 milligrams QD. Fenofibrate, 105 milligrams QD. Buspirone, hydrochloride, 15 milligrams TID. Medical problems, hypertension, comma, gastritis, comma, fibromyalgia, comma, hypothyroidism, comma, anxiety, comma, major depression, comma, personality disorder, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, restless leg syndrome, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, fibromyalgia, comma, and obesity. Major surgeries, cholecystectomy in 2004, hiatal hernia in 2010. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. She denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. substance abuse. The claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 94.0 Fahrenheit. Weight, 237 pounds. Height, 5 feet 3 inches. BP 130 over 82 mmHg. Heart rate 77 beats per minute. Respiration 12 respirations per minute. BMI 42. General. This is a 57-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in mild acute distress secondary to severe major depression. She had presented crying and appeared to be somewhat upset. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to the Snellen vision? OG uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/30. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you drop down to abdomen? Abdomen was soft, non-tender, but mildly distended on palpation. Normal active bowel sounds were auscultated. No organomegaly or masses appreciated on evaluation. Could you drop down to extremity? No clubbing or cyanosis was noted on either one of the lower extremities. No ulcers or veins were noted, but the claimant did have some pitting edema, especially on the left side. Calves were non-tender and the Holman sign was negative. Could you drop down to neurological? The claimant... Neurologic. The claim was alert and oriented times three, but had poor eye contact with me. Her speech was fluent and her mood was depressed with anxiety for the time. She did not have very clear thought processes and her memory was poor. Concentration was poor, but she was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 1+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow and unsteady. The claimant did not come with an assisted device. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal, and the lumbar sign was negative. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had some muscle spasms and tenderness of her cervical spine and lumbar sacral spine area. Mild joint swelling was noted, but no erythema, effusion, or deformity was noted. There is mildly decreased norm range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. And the claimant was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities, except for both shoulders, where the claimant is only able to abduct and forward elevate at 100 degrees bilaterally. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position it was 40 degrees on the right side and 20 degrees on the left. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees at 120 degrees flexion. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on her own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position. And the claimant had moderate difficulty in getting up and down from the exam table. The claimant also had moderate difficulty in walking on her heels and toes and was able to walk at a normal tandem rate, but did not appear to be steady. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. She presented with no assisted devices, but probably needs one for stability. Neurological exam. Grip strength was plus 4/5 bilaterally, and the claimant had a decreased grip, especially for the left hand, where she has difficulty making a full closed fist and opposing fingers. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical. And biceps, brachioradius, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were slightly decreased at 1+. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was mildly abnormal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but some muscle spasms, especially of the cervical and lumbar sacral back area. Muscle strength was plus 4/5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is mildly abnormal, especially for the left hand. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects, but does have some extra problems with the left side. She hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction of the lumbar sacral back area and the cervical spine. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk, but with some difficulty. There is abnormal grip strength bilaterally at plus 4/5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mild to moderately restricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show fatigue. The claimant has mild limitations, has no limitations in her visual fields, and has normal visual acuity. She is able to communicate fairly well with some limitations, but does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to severe major depression, anxiety, and cervical and lumbar sacral spine decreased range of motion. Probable diagnoses, number one, depression / anxiety / personality disorder, confirmed with examination. The claimant is taking medications but doesn't appear to be well controlled. She was very sad and crying throughout the examination. She may need to be re-examined for possible increase in medications or change in medications. Her condition is stable but guarded. Number two, restless leg syndrome being treated appears to be well controlled. Number three, hypertension. Blood pressure was 130/82, which is normal. The claimant appears to be well controlled at this time. Number four, hyperglycemia. The claimant says she is not diabetic and does not have this condition. Number five, hypothyroidism. Being treated at this time, she has been told by her physician that she is well controlled. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Aurora E. Peña de Chagoya.